Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
The Permian-Triassic extinction, an event so devastating to living organisms, it's also known as the Great Dying. Scientists have used geologic evidence to determine that long-term volcanic activity from the Siberia region led to the death of very nearly all life on planet Earth 250 million years ago. The release of so much volcanic material into the atmosphere had caused a thinning of the ozone and extended periods of acid rain, raising the overall temperature of the Earth's climate. A vast majority of scientists now say they have accumulated data that shows our planet is now experiencing similar symptoms that were precursors to what is considered the greatest extinction event in Earth's history. Is this simply alarmist thinking? Could the record high temperatures many countries are experiencing be a result of the Earth's natural warming and cooling cycle? Perhaps the heat waves many locations are facing are being caused simply by our planet's proximity to the sun. Are climate scientists from around the world cooking the books to create the illusion of an environmental crisis so they can rake in all that sweet, sweet grant money? Join the theorists as they put on their Hawaiian shirts and flip-flops to speculate for beachfront property on this case file for the climate change conspiracy.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing, Case File 93, Climate Change.
Nice one.
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
Andrew.
I'm Dean.
I'm Dean.
I'm Dean.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone. It's been a while since we've done an actual case file with Vegas and then the Power Hour.
I've forgotten how to do this. What are we?
What is going on?
Why do I normally say this? Anyways, we got some big things coming up. Big things are brewing. I think we said we'd talk about them at the end, so we'll talk about it at the end. Let's get right into some space news. We've got some space news. I got a bunch.
Just one today. You started off.
So, everyone start saving, because Elon Musk says a ticket to Mars will eventually cost less than $500,000.
Sweet.
What a deal. And he said even maybe below $100,000.
That's not bad.
That'd be nice.
Listen, I'm not moving to Mars.
I'm not going on a trip. Round trip, anything. I'm not going.
What if you could go to Mars?
Everybody's
going
to move to Mars and become potato farmers.
Just shitting in their own fields for fertilizer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I would go. If I had the money, I would go on a round trip. I don't think I want to stay there, though. But
oh, man.
It would have to be pretty swanky.
Seems like a rough life living on Mars.
Yeah. Dude, I've seen Total Recall.
Awesome. What are you talking about? Total Recall makes Mars look like a paradise. Looks great.
Yeah. Not into it.
You got weird people with like baby hands coming out their chests and kind of fun stuff.
Oh, that movie is fucking great. That's a great like old flick. I've seen that. Every couple years I rewatch it and I'm never disappointed.
Nope.
Holds up.
Some good one-liners.
What's the thing? What the little thing named Guado?
Guado.
Guy's name?
Yeah.
Yeah. The moon is a lifeless world once again. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the Chinese rover, and it had cotton plants with some worms. To no one's surprise, they are all dead. Everything is dead on that lunar.
Fucking dead.
Scientists say they're done in by the bitter cold and the lengthy lunar nights. So it didn't last. I mean, didn't last too long, but there, it's all dead now. So I don't know what
scientific. We salute you.
What they figured out is life will die on the moon without any help.
Wow, I'm riveting stuff.
Yeah. So I don't know what other science they might get from that. I'm sure it's going to take a little while for the data to get back, but. Fortunately, it's all dead. I got NASA gives go-ahead for SpaceX commercial crew test flight.
Dope.
This is the beginning.
It's happening.
Here we go.
So the uncrewed Dragon spacecraft was given approval March. Oh, it's given to do its test flight on March 2nd. Coming up, man. Every week it feels like we're getting closer and closer to SpaceX flying people up there nonstop.
That's so cool.
In other space flights, Spaceship 2, Virgin Galactic flight, flew to the edge of space for the second time on February 22nd, carrying 3 people for the first time as the company moved closer to beginning commercial operations of suborbital space plane? How do I say it? Suborbital?
No,
suborbital.
Orbital. Sand it out. It's orbital.
It's hard to say with my braces in. Suborbital.
And by the time
what about all the other times that you didn't have braces?
Yeah, no shit.
Well.
Let me tell you something. Anyways, let me tell you something, brother.
Now we can
blame. Let me tell you something, brother.
By the time this Virgin Galactic gets going, we're going to go to Mars with Elon Musk.
Yeah.
These guys have been going at it forever. They're fucking taking so long to get people up there.
Well, I think Virgin Galactic's probably going to be more affordable. I have a feeling I'll be able to do a suborbital flight before I can do another one and like go to Mars.
Well, I'm saying that at the same time you'll be able to go to Mars or this one by the time they both get there. It'll just one will be more expensive, but these guys have been at it for years and years. They're fucking barely even there.
It kind of always feels like it's stalling.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah.
Why don't you start a Kickstarter to buy the tickets on Virgin Galactic for a flat earther? I think that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be good.
Send one up there.
That would be sweet. I got one here. I got one. Scientists developed an AI so advanced they say it's too dangerous to release. This was just released on February 19th.
What? They released it?
Well, this article was released.
Oh, it's too dangerous to release. It's been released on the night. They're like, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Case file 93. It's doomsday. It's apocalyptic times.
But it's the god in the box. You know, they've got this super powerful AI, and once it figures out how to get onto the internet and clone itself, it's all over.
That's kind of what they're thinking in a way. Is it's from the company OpenAI, and it's called the GPT-2. And it will only see like limited release in a scaled out version due to concerns over malicious application of the technology. What this thing is, it was given like 2 billion web pages or something. Or sorry, 8 million web pages. And it pretty much now predicts all speech and manner of like how like dictation, like how you write. So if you give it a bunch of stuff and you just tell it like, oh, write like Tolkien, it'll write a story exactly like Tolkien. So they're worried about fake news from this thing being so believable. You could pretty much convince anyone about everything. So they're pretty much worried about.
Oh man,
I'm okay. I'm more okay with that fucking AI being released than that other one with that fucking machine gun thing that turned on the crowd that Marine had to flip. I find little bit more malicious.
Yes, there's definitely more chance for death. But
man, here's the thing that there's this game you can go on. It's not a game, but you can go to this site. I can't remember. I'll try to find the link again. and it just shows you two pictures of people. One is a real person, and the other one is a completely generated AI person that doesn't exist. And you have to try to figure out what's real and what's not.
And, it's like, this is not a real person.org or something like that.
Yeah. And you just pick. And it's like, you'd think it'd be pretty easy. And sometimes it is fairly easy, but a very concerning amount of times you're like, oh, I was wrong again. It's crazy shit's coming. And then I just saw that new technology where you can like real time change your face to look like, say, like Trump or something and talk and like.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Got some fucking crazy, man. We're coming into some crazy times for news and shit. Like crazy fake news going to be coming out.
Oh yeah,
you're not going to know who to believe.
You take a trusted figure, and make it so believable what they're saying, but it's not actually them. By the time they figure out that it's not them, it's already taken hold.
Or dude, they use that technology one time in the news to like edit out maybe like a swear word and have someone just say something else. And that comes out, you're like, well, then if they're doing that, what else are they doing?
Yeah.
What else are they manipulating, right? It's going to be crazy.
Where does it stop?
Yeah. That's all I got for space news. Anyone else? I'll take that dead silence and no answer from anyone. No one else has anything.
Nothing else.
Thanks, everyone. All right, let's fire up the Randomatron. We got it back up. Punch it in for fan stories. I want to get a story from a fan here.
If you have a story, send it to us. We'll put it in the Randomatron, and Braden will try and read it.
And we've been getting some heat from some people giving us some negative reviews. And a common complaint is that we make fun of our fans. We've never once made fun of a fan submission. We make fun of the stories that we pull out of this. Like the UFO case file of the week is a compilation of a bunch of shitty UFO books. And we'll make fun of those stories. We never make fun of fan submissions. Just
a story. It's the stories when they're like, on that one. It's Italian entities barbecuing on a UFO. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
Making shitty pancakes.
Yeah, shitty pancakes with no salt. That's when it happens.
Then we make fun of it. But that's from the compilation of books, not fan submissions. Like we're going to get a fan. The X3 is going to spit out a fan submission right now. Well, okay, we're going
to
read it.
So we're not allowed to make fun of this one, is what you're saying.
Well, we can, but you know.
But you shouldn't.
No. Tasteful.
Tasteful criticism. Tasteful criticism is different than making fun of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have that in me, but I'll try.
All right, you'll shut your pie hole and we'll keep going. All right. Okay. We're thinking at it right now.
Fan submission.
Wow, that thing is, did you put some new oil in it?
Oh, she's cranking good right now.
Sounds great. All right, because I don't want, when you send us a story, let us know if we can use your name or if you want us to use an alias. I'm just going to use this person's initials and then he knows who he is. I don't want to throw him under the bus in case he didn't want his name. So this is a real submission from TJR. The following story is true. It happened to a friend of mine. It didn't say that, but I really wanted to say that. It says, it really happened to me. In the fall of 1989, I was living in the city of Stockton, California. I was working for the newspaper as a CDS carrier delivery supervisor. I delivered the bales of the morning papers to the carriers on this particular Friday evening. I was delivering the bales of comics and inserts for the Sunday paper. My delivery truck broke down en route first off, TGR, I like the story so far. It's tough without some commas and periods. Delivery truck broke down en route which was in North Stockton and had to change vehicles, and the whole route ended up out of order. I had my friend Should I say his friend's names?
First name.
First name? Eric. I had my friend Eric help me. Once we were done, it was the wee morning, and my wife at the time was trying to find me along with her friend. Well, anyone from Stockton knows we get fog bad, but this night was clear, except for this one neighborhood she went through. This fog that was only ever this little white bridge and was warped to my route, went back to the bridge and then was warped back to the neighborhood my route was in on Chauncey Circle. Okay, hold on. I got to reread this. I thought I read that wrong, but I think I'm reading it right. But it's tough. So it was a clear night, except this one neighborhood. There was fog. It was over this little white bridge. And then it warped to my route and then went back and was warped back to the neighborhood my route was on. In Chauncey Circle, her and her friend claim that they heard laughing and both felt a hand on the other's shoulders. They turned around to look at each other and then look back and there was no one. But they hear this evil laughter and could feel claws underneath the car. They rush to my friend Eric's house just as me and Eric were getting back to his apartment. Her and her friend Lisa are trembling. They're crying and the look in their eyes was the look of death. They told the story and are dragging me and Eric into his apartment. This thing was chasing them. Eric's wife, Brenda, opens the door, lets us in, and the three women are trying to shut the door, but something is holding it open, but nothing is there. Finally, they get it shut. I start laughing and made fun of them. That is until it happened to me and my buddy, Jeremy. About 2 years after the incident, we were out in front of my house and started telling my buddies, and me and Jeremy decided that we would debunk it. So we left towards the side of town and went over the bridge, and there was fog. We stopped on the bridge, and at that moment, he turned to me and said, "Bro, let's go now." He had that same look in his eyes as the ladies did, the look of fear and dread, the look of a dead man's cold stare. We get back and he was still shaking for days. I brushed it off until it happened to me, except it followed us and tormented me. Late at night, he would come into my room and sit on my chest, mocking me, taking my breath. The only way to get him to leave was to say the name of Jesus. It's then that I saw him stood about 10 feet tall in human form, yet black as night and transparent as the mist. He disguised himself as the night sky with the stars. Believe me or don't, but I saw what I saw, and I felt his physical body trying to kill me.
Fuck.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Fucked.
So some haunted entity at this bridge fucking followed him home?
Yeah, in Stockton, California. So if you're in Stockton, California, and you have any fucking creepy stories about fucking getting chased, let us know. Let's tie some of these together.
That sounded grinning man-ish to me.
Yeah, a little weird. That's fucking weird.
That was super weird. Brayden, I think you had such a hard time getting through that story. It had nothing to do with Buddy's punctuation. I think it's the fact that you weren't using a pirate voice.
damn it.
Arr. Yeah,
I think that's just, you know what I mean? Right. Yeah. You shouldn't have said anything because now you're going to struggle.
Yeah. About 2 years ago after the incident, we were out in the front of my house and started telling me buddies. Jeremy and me decided that we would debunk it.
Yeah, I would have done way better.
That was fucking gold.
That would have been way better.
I didn't know we had Steve the Pirate working on the podcast. Like, that is fucking gold.
Well, the budget's going up.
Yep. That's a good one.
Well, it's if you're in Stockton, California, or in the California area, and you've had some fucking freaky things in the fog, let us know. We want to know. Please. Even if you have, you don't have to write a full story. Just saying, like, hey, that sounds similar to something I've had. We'll start putting a collection of these things together. Make it interesting. Let's get into the case file. Climate change.
Gonna be one of the biggest topics in the world. Last, well, for for like 50 years, they've kind of been talking about it, but in the last like, what, 10, 15, it's really been like the forefront of debate, like on a weekly basis.
When did it change from global warming to climate change?
I'm not sure exactly.
It was global warming big when we were young.
Well, that was like that was the Al Gore thing, right? Global warming.
Yeah.
But then different studies came out saying some parts weren't warming, so they decided to, I think, change it to a more broad term of climate change, like increasing storms in some places, droughts in others.
Convenient.
Yeah. It's an insane. It's just a crazy topic. All in all, there's never been a topic for me that, no matter what route I go down, it just doesn't lead anywhere good. Scientific or non, it's fucking, there's too much to it.
Well, if we listen to science, we've passed the point of no return, or we're very close to it.
We're approaching, I think.
We're approaching it. Yeah, I don't think we've quite passed it, but that's according to science.
Dan, what do they say is like the tipping point? Like, is it 2 degrees warmer?
2 degrees, yeah.
Yeah, 2 degrees, you're going to see a lot more things. That's when at least ocean acidification is going to see, like, you're going to see a really big impact on the world's oceans.
Yeah, apparently, like, none of the coral reef or anything can exist with
that. Yeah, it's going to be a lot more difficult for coral reefs to exist. So the impact on ocean biomes will be catastrophic, to say the least, I think.
Right. So it's pretty much, there's the two spectrums. Spectrum one, the scientific spectrum, is human consumption of fossil fuels and like producing greenhouse gases is raising overall temperatures in a way that's never been experienced before. Like climates always change. Like, they can go back and say, oh, climate's been warmer and colder throughout time. As far as the science concerned, it is happening at such an accelerated rate that we may never be able to come back to like another ice age. Like, it's just going to keep going. And like that, we're like throwing the whole cycle off. And then the other side of it is, it's a hoax, like a political perpetrated hoax, and like scientists that's the part I don't get. Like, is it the scientists are lying, or is it just, it's just big oil lying to try and keep producing profits?
Well, I think I don't think it's necessarily just a single group lying. I think it's if you were thinking of that, it would be like a bunch of groups kind of pushing, you know, lobbying for the same interests.
But what those interests are, pretty much the only thing saying climate change is a hoax is like big energy, really, isn't it? Big business,
big energy, anything that emits CO2.
And like they have their own climate scientists. It's like, oh, CO2 is good for the environment.
Yeah, dude, it's plant food. That's what plants eat.
Mm-hmm. More CO2 means greener plants, because greener plants eat the CO2 and make more oxygen. So that means we're going to get more oxygen.
If plants have more CO2, that means they create more oxygen. So we can do twice as much with less plants if we have more CO2 in the atmosphere. You guys are laughing, but prove me wrong. All right.
No, what, Kate? Here it is. The thing with climate change is a lot of the arguments are true in some fashion. In greenhouses and shit, they do pump extra CO2 for plants to grow. That is a true thing.
Fact.
They do will produce.
Right, but there's a limit.
Yeah, there is a limit. So
right
now, let's do this. How about that? Let's go through the main climate, like the main conspiracies, like the myths. They're like, oh, climate change has happened before. It's just the sun heating or cooling. It's not even that bad, like those type of things. So let's go through the myths, and then we'll say what science says, and then let's go back and forth between the two. So
all right,
let's start with, for anyone looking, or this is the list we're looking at right now. It's from skepticalscience.com, and it's a list of 197 myths, and then the science. It's like point counterpoint to each thing. So everyone does their own research and makes up their own mind. But we'll start with number one. The myth, one of the main myths for climate change is that climate change has happened before and many times. You know, there's cool, hot periods and ice ages, and it's been happening for pretty much as far as we can tell. Thoughts on that?
Right. Well, climate change has happened before. It's climate is reacts to whatever is putting stress on it or is affecting it in whatever way. So that could be just the natural, there are natural glaciation cycles that the Earth does go through, periods of heating and cooling. But there's also things like volcanoes or meteor impacts or anything like that, which can also affect the climate as well. But the argument is now is that climate is changing now because humans are the main factor driving climate change more than anything else.
Pretty much because we're offset the balance of CO2. Man-made, right. Like we've added man-made CO2, not just the actual cycle of the Earth.
But what's the data on that? How much, what percentage is actually human created? Like I get the Earth goes through natural cycles and maybe we're speeding up that cycle a little bit, but the Earth is so big. Can we really be put like what's our number? What's the percentage that we're affecting it?
I don't know if there's an actual like hard number exactly. There's probably just,
well, that's the thing. It's like how can we look at that and say, well, okay, well, we're speeding this up, but maybe there's been fast cycles before. Like some years we have a really short winter and some years we have a really fucking long winter. So maybe this is just a really quick heating, right? On just the Earth's natural cycle.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna say since 1880, the Earth's average temperature has 1880. That's pretty much industrial age, like industrialization kind of began around then, right? The Earth's average temperature was about 0.8 degrees Celsius, so 1.4 Fahrenheit. And so, or it has risen by 0.8 degrees, 1.4, right? That's a 2 2/3 of that increase has happened since 1975. And so, and we definitely have the data that says that the warming of Earth's ocean is accelerating. It's getting faster.
Boom.
Yeah. Well, isn't just looking down the list here. Oh, no, never mind. I just about debunked myself there. Okay. I'm not going to say points that hurt me. So,
well, it's pretty much, they can pretty much measure because there's different type, there's a different type of carbon for fossil fuels, is there not? Was it carbon 13? Don't quote me on that. But there's a different type of carbon in the atmosphere, which is produced by fossil fuels, and they can measure this type of carbon based on like the actual normal carbon of the Earth, and that number is going up like exponentially, like year after year, pretty much forever.
Here's a climate change myth here that I was thinking about. Like when we were kids, and I remember growing up and going through school, like it was global warming. It wasn't climate change back then. And it was, we are thinning our atmosphere. And we just did Space News a couple weeks ago where we talked about they've actually been recording that our atmosphere is repairing. It's thickening up.
So you're talking about the hole in the ozone.
The ozone. That's what I'm talking about. Sorry.
Yeah, the ozone. But that was about, what was that chemical that was eating the ozone away? And then once we banned that chemical,
talking about the increase in use of aerosols and things like that, we're kind of eating away at the,
that's what they said
it was. Yeah. And that's what they blamed the majority of it on. But
the majority of those have been, you know, regulated or pretty much eliminated. Yeah. And
so the hole in the ozone is like a whole different other problem. The atmosphere is something different.
Yeah. You climate changers always deflect.
Okay,
it's let's go to number two. It's the sun. We got a big ball of fire up there. Comes through. Just heating it up. What else do you expect?
Well, see, this one for me is like not a good one for the myth because they measure the sun on a constant basis, right? They have been for a long time. And the sun's activity has been going down, you know, over the last 20 years or so. But Earth's temperatures are still going up. You should expect, if you go back on like watch the, like they have the charts of like the sun activity and the Earth's temperature, or I guess the projected sun's activity, and they pretty much follow each other for the most part until about 30, 40 years ago. Like the super increase in fossil fuels in the 70s and 80s.
What? That myth doesn't even make sense as a sun, because if that was your argument, you would be able to almost see, if it was that easy to tie, like, well, the sun warms it up, then you would see less and less winter every year, but we still have shifts. Like, you know, you'll still get ridiculously cold in some places and right? Like if it was just the sun is heating us up, I think you would start to always be able to track a less and less of a winter.
Well, it's like, I guess I don't know whether they're arguing that it's the sun that keeps heating us up.
It keeps heating us up. I don't know how to explain it any more than that.
Well, do you mean the sun is like heating us up? Because what is it going to do? It's going to cook us?
It's three words. It's the sun.
It's the sun.
Let me get to number three. While we're on three words that are confusing for you, here's my number three biggest climate myth. It's not bad.
It's not bad at all. It's actually good. It's good for the environment.
Like bad for who?
I already told you the CO2 is good for the plants. Right, it's plant.
Yeah,
food.
It's good for plants.
Good, it makes
plant
sense.
Plant food, Dan.
Come on.
You know what? The temperature here is where I'm living. It's minus 32 today, so it's not that bad. You tell me we're gonna go out like.
Okay, you're talking about weather as opposed to climate.
Yeah. Well, what is weather?
Weather is the localized temperature and humidity in a certain place for a short period of time. While climate is the actual, regional averages of heat and temperature in an area for an extended period of time.
Like, you just said the same thing I did with $10 words.
It rains in the desert, but doesn't mean it's not a desert.
It's true. I'll give you that. That's the dumbest one I read, the climate myth. Well, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Well, it's not. Here it is. This is the thing with these type, like the climate change conspiracies and stuff and the hoaxes. It's not going to be bad for some places on Earth. Like they think the more northern regions, like probably Canada, where you're living, it's going to be way better for you up there, probably.
Yeah.
And Siberia and like northern Russia and like northern Finland, like that, those type of climates will be pushed to more like, it's like pretty much pushing the climate up. Like whatever's like, 1,000 kilometers below in 100 years, it's going to be pushed up to where you are. So you're going to have like way more like warmer summers, warmer winters. So generally life in that area will probably be better, but that doesn't mean it's going to be better
like anywhere else.
Like you don't really know, like just the weather changes. Even if there's more CO2, plants still need water, right? You have to irrigate like the vegetation. So if climate change is going to create a bunch of droughts in places that aren't experiencing droughts right now at such a rapid pace where the localized plant life cannot adapt fast enough, it's just all going to die out. Like that's the ultimate, if you go all the way, like full send, climate change is going to destroy the planet. It's pretty much the climate change is going to create such rapid shifts in the environment that local vegetation and animal life will just not be able to keep up and it'll just die off like really
quick.
Well,
that's the thing though. And in the words of Dr. Ian Malcolm, life will find a way.
Well, not in this case, I don't think. That's the problem.
Well, perhaps life will, and it'll be like microscopic organisms or cockroaches. Life will find a way. But humans we're adapted to a very certain temperature and climate conditions. If this stuff changes, we can't adapt fast enough to do that. Especially, well, not the majority of us. Some of us will, you might be able to build towns and cities and things and hold it off for a certain amount of time. But you increase the temperature by 2 degrees, you'll have things like water scarcity, water availability will decrease like 20%. If it goes up by 2 degrees Celsius, 4 degrees Celsius, it's like 50%.
You know what though? I don't believe in that water scarcity, because the second water starts to become scarce, I'm telling you, our ingenuity, we'll figure out how to make salt water purified way more. We just don't do that now because it's a difficult thing to do and water's abundant. So you're like, eh. But if that was the case, I think there'd be some sort of technology.
Not if the economy collapses, they wouldn't be.
I guess so.
If the fucking droughts and stuff hit really hard and food started drying up, people stop caring about going to their corporate job and start caring about protecting their family. I think you watch like a tumbling of the economy pretty quick.
You know what I just thought? What the fuck are the people in Mars going to be drinking?
Yeah, you could see at an increase of 2 degrees Celsius, you could see crop production drop like wheat, you could see drop to 17%, like total global production could go down. Corn could be 22%, and sorghum wheat could be down 17%.
You know what? On that point, if we had enough time to adapt beforehand, like if we'd start doing it right now, like, okay, we have to, climate change is inevitable. Like it's going to happen. And they started growing indoors. Like human, yeah, we are pretty smart if we could do it right. But I don't know. I don't really have a lot of faith in all of humanity.
Hold
sometimes.
On. I'm stuck on this other point. Are we going to be shipping water to Mars for these Martians when they fucking start a Mars colony?
No, there's
what are they going to do for water?
Limitless ice, man. Limitless ice.
Oh, is there limitless ice out there? Oh, okay.
There's ice.
All right, good. But how do they know they can drink that water?
They'll find out real quick.
It's the water.
Yeah, but so is ocean water, Dan. Ocean water is water, but you can't drink it.
Well, water with salt, though.
Yeah, but this is water with microbacteria and shit.
They don't even know if it has a microbacteria or not.
That is a gamble. I'm going to have to wait for a little bit.
It's like when they lit off the fucking atomic bombs. They're like, we don't really know. Let's just do it. It'll be okay.
The first guy's chipping some ice cubes into his drink. Jesus. What else we got here for the big myths?
Well, one of the biggest arguments for the climate change hoax is that 97% of climate experts agree humans are causing global warming. But then one of the main arguments against it is that there is actually no consensus. And this goes back to like, it's like 2008 or 9, they call it like Climagate, where like those people's their emails are exposed and it like people took it out of context and there's all this stuff and they're like, nope, they don't all agree. And it's true.
Well,
not all scientists agree. That's science. Not everyone agrees. But pretty much all the climate scientists are like, they go full spectrum. They go from like, yes, we're doing something, it's bad, but we'll be able to survive it, to all the way to the like, we're doing something so bad, it's going to be the sixth mass extinction in the entire, like on the history of the earth. And we're going to kill like 75 to 95% of life.
Yeah, I think it comes down to some scientists being a little bit more optimistic or just looking at data, because that's just the way you get data sometimes, and the way you interpret those results, you're either going to be, on one side of the fence. You're like, well, it might not be that bad, but it's going to be bad, you know, it's going to be the next great extinction and everybody's going to die off, and all that's going to be left is cockroaches and tardigrades.
Tardigrades are sweet.
They are cool.
I was just watching Ant-Man and the Wasp, and where he goes so small that they start to almost eat him.
Tardigrades are in all TV shows. They're on Star Trek Discovery. They had tardigrades on there too. A giant one.
So the myth is that there is some petitions that say, like, you know, thousands of scientists signing against the petition saying there's no convincing scientific evidence that like human released carbon dioxide will in the like future cause catastrophic heating of the earth. There is a petition about that. That doesn't mean all those 31,000 scientists are on the full, like, it's a complete hoax. There's like, they have more questions as scientists. They're like, we need more, so let's keep going. But if there's 31,000 that say yes, there, you know, there's 31 million or 31,000 say no, there's 31 million that say yes in some way.
So, you know what my favorite one on this list is, just to scroll down here? I don't even understand it. It's number 16 on the list. And it's quotes, hockey stick is broken.
So the hockey stick one, that's like the modern day chart where like ever since the last ice age, it's been warming.
Ah, I get it.
And the hockey stick is the quick uptick in the last like 50 years. Like, whoop. People say it's a hoax. And then all the people who measure all this stuff, like all the ice cores, like everything they can measure scientifically, that like pretty much accepted, saying that pretty much we're kind of fucked, you know. Like that's happening. It's unprecedented in the last at least 1,000 years, probably more. Like it's just like skyrocketed.
It's such a big change that it's obvious. Like no matter what kind of data you gather or whatever sources you get your data from, yeah, like you can look at coral, you can look at tree rings, you can look at ice cores, anything you look at, it's obvious the impact is us, the increasing amount of carbon emissions that humans have been putting into the air since like the 1800s. It is having an effect on the environment. never seen anything like this in, you know, 1,000 years. Never seen anything like this.
Not even
El Nino, man. It's all good.
Every fucking year's an El Nino year. I don't even know what that means. Everyone always just tells me, oh, a big El Nino is coming this year. And I go, all right. And then it's real shitty every fucking year.
It's just El Nino. It's all good.
This is a good one. So we talked about like an ice age, maybe like, you know, 10, 12,000 years ago in the other podcasts. And this is, we're just coming out of a little ice age. That's what this is.
Well, that goes to the hockey stick method is, yes, we've been warming. However, in the last like little bit, it's like just gone like 10,000 years and 50 years is like up, like gone. And people say like, oh, it's volcanoes. There's more volcanic activity. But if you really look at the charts of volcanoes, pretty much consistent year to year of how many like thousands or like millions and tons of CO2 they release. It's pretty consistent. The only thing not consistent is how much fossil fuels we burn. I can't remember what they call it, but it's pretty much the more efficient we get at creating technology, the actual more energy we consume because it's more like readily available. So like the more efficient we become with fossil fuels, we think it's okay to start, you know, producing, like using it more. Like, oh, we're very efficient, but if you become 20% more efficient at using something, but use it 400% more, it's not efficient at all. You're actually just continuing up. That's pretty much the argument against that.
Now, why don't we let's shift now and let's talk about now why either two sides would take such polar opposite stance. Like, why is one side saying it is, if in fact it is, and why would the other be so adamant that it's not? Let's take a look at that.
Dollars, dollars, dollars.
Money, money, money.
Dollar bills, yo.
Money.
Dan, didn't you find something about, what was it, Shell Oil? Like in the 80s had like a thing warning them about climate change and they pretty much ignored it.
Oh, yeah. Shell and Exxon definitely knew that climate change was being accelerated by the CO2 emissions, by their plants and oil production and stuff like that. They did studies and they knew about it. And that, well, this one's from one article from The Guardian, and it's like, quote, in 1982, Exxon predicted that by about 2060, CO2 levels would reach around 560 parts per million, which is double the pre-industrial level. So before we had industrial levels, you know, before we were putting carbon into the air.
Just not that long ago.
We could double it by then. Right. And this would push the planet's average temperatures to about 2 degrees Celsius over the current levels. So they knew about it. They were making predictions based on these things and they knew about it. But they didn't want to do anything about it. They just see the dollar signs.
This is the real conspiracy here, is that people have known about it. The scientists of those corporations knew about it and they told them and they said, yeah, but it's bad for business. So we're not going to, they've pretty much purposely misled shareholders by giving the science of saying that, oh, CO2 is actually good for the environment. And they've actually perpetrated these myths for profit. Like it's, the more I look into it, the more it seems so obvious that if they actually took like action on climate change in the 80s, a lot of these giant oil corporations would have gone out of business quickly because they would have went to like hemp oil or like different, like, you know, different types of plastic, different ways to produce plastic and like all this stuff.
It's exactly like it's them fighting the regulations, right? If it would have been a global thing and that came out that, holy shit, we're slowly marching towards the darkness. They would have been regulated. So they would have been hurting, right? So what they're doing is fighting regulation. They don't want any kind of oversight. It's so fucking corrupt. For example, where I live east of the Rockies on the plains. Flat as fuck, man. You go outside, it's flat. There's nothing. They frack up here. They do fracking like you wouldn't fucking believe all the fucking time. They're fracking everywhere.
If you don't know what now, fracking is, isn't it like what is pumping in like pressurized water into rock to create fissures to extract oil pretty much.
Yeah. So they're like, making fissures and shit. And it's not, it doesn't really have the public vote. It's not popular.
No.
With the people. But every politician up in this area, and I'm not going to say names or anything, but they're all backed by all the oil companies up here.
For sure.
And we've been having earthquakes up here. Not big ones, 4.5s, 5s, right?
Big enough.
On the fucking flats of the prairies, we're having earthquakes that aren't felt really anywhere else. And I ran into one of our MPs, and it was like in our news, it was like, oh, is fracking the cause? And I ran into one of our MPs at the airport, super nice guy. We were just kind of talking. I said, well, hey, what's your thoughts on this? And he had the balls to look me in the eyes, and he said, well, it's funny because we've actually just recently uncovered some scientific data that our city is parallel to an ancient fault line long ago, and that's what's causing these microquakes. And I'm like, an ancient fault line in the fucking prairies? Like, are you kidding me? Like, that's not a thing. Like, I don't even have to do research on that. I know that's not a thing. So, like, a week later, scientists, like, bunch of news picks it up, and scientists go, well, due to, like, not being near any fault lines, fracking is the likely culprit of causing these earthquakes. But, like, government officials up here are like, oh, it's, you know, it's, ooh, we found the ancient treasure at the end of this old fault line that no one knows about, that we've just discovered after these quakes. And, like, that's the shit, man. That's the shit that these scientists and that work for these oil companies will say, because they're just giving money. They're just paid to do whatever. They don't give a shit.
That's crazy. That's how they get power. there's only one way to run for office, and you need money. And most people aren't going to back you. They might. Yeah. No, the average donation is what, like $10 or $20?
Yeah.
In Canada, it's way more regulated than the states. Like, I know, I think it's like only $1,200 a corporation give you now. But like it's just a few years ago, there wasn't really a limit on like corporate donations to political parties. This is just for BC, not Canada wide. Like federal government in Canada's a whole different ballpark. But
the hard thing for me is the opposite side of that is like, okay, well, let's maybe look in the conspiracy, you know, from the other side, the people who, you know, are saying it's fake and maybe the climate change isn't real. The only people that are affected by that scenario is because it's then the left and that lobbying to increase taxation of corporations. And I'm like, okay, well,
Is there that much tax gain though compared to like does the benefit?
Well, that's what I mean. It's like the other one is like all of us die, and the other one's like corporations get taxed.
Actually, it's not even that much. Like the carbon tax is,
yeah,
insignificant on the amount of money that these fucking guys make.
Oh, dude, the British Columbia is upping our carbon tax April 1st. I think it's April 1st. It's coming up. And everyone up here is losing their minds.
Well, here,
it's like the end of the world.
This is my take on the fucking carbon tax. Listen, taxing something can have, like, will push people away from it, right? If there's a viable substitute. But right now, pretty much everyone has to drive a fucking gas-powered car. Most houses up here are heated by natural gas. There's no, like, they're like, okay, we're going to charge you all this tax. Try and change, like, to what? How the fuck are we supposed to change? You can't just, like, convert your whole house to, like, geothermal power overnight for free. Like, there's no other way. So, like, for me, it's the tax grab of, like, yeah, you know what? This is a good idea because we can get more money. Not necessarily, like, hey, this is a good idea because we can, you know, we can help people change from this dirty fuel power to a clean energy. But it's not like that at all. It's so funny. And then you have, they're trying to push pipelines through BC all the time. We already have a whole bunch, but they're always trying to push more. And like, we need this pipeline money because we need, you know, we need to transition to clean fuel. But in order to get there, we must build more pipelines so we can get more money transfer.
What is clean fuel?
What?
What's that, Andrew?
What is clean fuel? What's a clean fossil fuel?
No, not clean fossil fuel, just a clean fuel, like clean energy. Like hydroelectric, solar, wind, tidal, you know.
But let's be real. Let's be real. We all know what the real conspiracy is here.
What's that?
climate change is all invented just to hide the actions of HARP. Like, come on.
That's up there.
That is a theory. All right, well, let's go down the list some more or what?
Sure. All right, Antarctica is gaining ice.
That's just false.
Yeah.
I just read something on that.
If it were gaining ice, like you wouldn't have 50 polar bears coming into a Russian town and taking it over. Like that happened.
Yeah, that's the Arctic. That's the Arctic, not the Antarctic.
It's still. You wouldn't have 50 polar bears coming out of, you know, wherever there's a lot of snow and ice packs, which are their natural hunting grounds, which are melting at an unprecedented rate, and all of their food is gone. So they wouldn't have to come down to a Russian town and raid their dumpsters.
Okay, this myth stems from like part of Antarctica. There was a little bit of an increase in the sea ice in like East Antarctica, but in the West it was decreasing by much more than the increase in the East. So like you cherry pick the information, right? And you go like, well, it's increasing in the Antarctic, so therefore it can't be real. But really, the rest of Antarctica is losing ice when a small portion gained ice for a few years. So that's just everywhere I go on this, when they say like, when the myth or the conspiracy is like, it's this, the other side is so much more convincing that it's like hard for me to get on board. The only conspiracy I can get on board is energy companies just don't want the truth to be well known. That's the only conspiracy I can get behind, really.
Whoever wanted to be against climate change was genius by making it giving it political ties, because half of these arguments are just someone who's like, well, I'm conservative and I want, you know, or I'm Republican and pro oil and well, Antarctica is gaining ice. And you're like, well, no, it's not. It's like, yeah, it is. And you're like, well, no, it's not. It's like, have you been there? You're like, well, no, it's like, well, then don't tell me anything. And it's unwinnable arguments to people who don't give a fuck. That's what it is.
The people that are so like, they're so entrenched on their team that no matter what, no matter what you say,
or they're getting paid.
Yeah. You know?
Or yeah. If you look at a lot of these websites and the people that claim to be proponents of, you know, climate change is a hoax, or they're making it way worse than it actually is. You look at a lot of these websites, just source the information. Like you look at these guys and you're like, where do you guys get your funding? Oh, you get it from some place that's backed by big oil. Oh, ExxonMobil's like owns half of your company or your organization. Okay. Right. Gotcha.
Thank you.
How about this one? Arctic sea ice has recovered. That's one of the leading arguments.
That's the same one. That's what I was talking about. It recovered in one small part, but lost in the rest. So like you cherry pick a little piece of that and you're like, it's coming back. But like overall, it's definitely not. Like it's just not happening. Like it can't happen. Unless you have to go full send conspiracy. That said, like everything out there is being controlled. There is no, like people are purposely feeding both sides to keep the argument against it. And the only one small group knows the real truth. And they're paying scientists on both sides to say the opposite thing. And it just keeps, you have to go like all the way. Full down. Okay,
if you are going to side with any fucking corporation on, dude, corporations are crazy because they are literally, corporations in this world have become almost entities of themselves. Like no one person thinks that way. It's just this fucking corporate like cog that cannot stop turning towards profit regardless the cost.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Because, like, man, all the, like, regulations and shit we've put in place, like, over the years, it's like everyone always goes, like, well, that's stupid. We don't have to do that. And you're like, no, we have to do that because someone was that stupid that we had to, like, put it in writing. Like, you know, like, workers should wear hard hats. Or maybe you shouldn't handle radioactive material with... without protective equipment on.
Maybe you shouldn't wear a ring around moving machinery. Like, yeah, somebody had their freaking ring. The ring came off with the rest of their finger one time. Like, come on, dude.
What's the... Okay, do you guys... I can't remember the story, but there's a corporation. I can't remember which one. And they had their employees working with radon. with no protective equipment, like at hours on end. And there's these like factory workers, and they were so irradiated that they were like falling apart, and they fucking like glowed in the dark. And the companies that were making them do this knew it was fucking bad for them, but did nothing to protect them, because it was easier to fight them in court later to say, well, it wasn't what you were doing for our company that caused this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's another example that's from the Ford, like the Ford Motor Company. Like, they knew about the problems, for example, the Ford Pinto, and they knew about the problems that they had with kind of exploding when they got into rear collisions. But they did not want to issue a recall, because they knew that issuing a recall for all of those vehicles would cost way more than they predicted it would cost than just fighting it in court or settling outside of court. Like, the monies that they would pay in settlement would be way less than if they actually issued a recall. So they figured that, well, it's better for that. You know, we'd rather just let these people die and maybe just pay their families a certain amount, a settlement, than to recall all of these cars and fix them. It's always about, I don't know why you would trust a corporation when you're just a number to them and all they care about is their bottom line.
Yeah, and they're the ones paying for these studies that are like, this is all bullshit. It's just to tax us. Help us out so we don't get taxed more, because the left is just trying to fucking, yeah, they're trying to bully us.
Come on now. So fucking scared. This, doing the research into this was just as depressing as doing the podcast on fucking Big Pharma. Like, this is fucked. Like, there is no, you know what I mean? It's not a how, you know, can we prevent this 2% increase? Or 2 degrees, sorry, increase, it's when it's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's just inevitable. You know it's going to fucking happen.
Greed is too powerful. People, like, the world's not changing quick. It will not change quick enough. Like, unfortunately, it seems that's the way it's going.
How is it going to change? You know what I mean? Like, even look at the methane produced by cows that we fucking eat. You know what I mean? Like, what would that take, you know, for us to switch to eating, you know, a primary protein source being chicken, or, you know what I mean? Like, that would have a huge impact. Do you think that would ever happen? Not a chance.
Yeah, I know. I definitely heard the argument before. I don't really know exactly how much it was, but there's how many fucking millions and millions of cows are there? I have no idea.
Well, not only that, like, think about how many of the million cows, they all produce a certain amount of methane, right? They all take up a certain amount of fucking space. And they take up a certain amount of water. You know what I mean? Like, if we cut down our cows alone, it would be fucking huge.
Buddy, that would be, the day we cut down on cows is going to be a sad day to be a fucking chicken. Because chicken's already got the short end of the stick. And if we're going to triple up what we're doing to chickens, whew.
No, that has to be get rid of cows and substitute more plant-based protein.
That would make the most sense, but you know it's just not going to fucking fly.
To be honest, I don't really eat much beef other than what I hunt myself. Like, I don't really eat much cow products.
Dude, I'm more of I've gone vegetarian a few times. I've gone vegan a couple of times, but it's hard if there's no, we're not really living a very vegan, where it's becoming more vegan friendly, but kind of a smaller city here. So it's hard.
I've tried doing vegetarian and I can last usually about a month or two, and then I just fucking end up cracking.
I start
drinking and I'm fucking on the meat hard.
Yeah, fucking nuggets.
Yeah.
Chicken fries.
The thing with, like, if I eat, like, I have some ground deer right now in my freezer. If I pull out a ground deer and have some ground deer and make a spaghetti, I'm totally fine. If I go to the Save On Foods or whatever, grab an extra lean pound of ground beef, cook it up, I am so fucking bloated and gassy and feel like shit. Like, I'm garbage. And I'm like, every time I eat it, I go, man, I know they're just pumping this fucking shit full of something that's making me feel like garbage.
Oh, man. Think about that. Think about the tumors and shit that they cut out before they grind that shit up. And our meat is just so disgusting nowadays.
I don't even want to know.
If you're getting your deer, your meat, a nice natural grass-fed meat, you can't even compare it. Like,
oh, dude, you can't. You can't. And if you're against hunting for subsistence, well, you got to take a hard look if you're eating meat at the grocery store, because.
Well, I know.
That's a one-sided argument. Only because if, you know, only like double the amount of people hunted, there'd be no animals left.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, not everyone can do it.
I don't know. I agree with that too, but you know what I mean? Like I would like to hunt my meat just so I could have that appreciation for where my meat comes from. Because I feel like you get disconnected. You know what I mean? Like you go buy a slab of meat from the fucking grocery store and it's nothing to you. It doesn't have a face. You know what I mean? You don't give it a second thought.
Everyone should almost should be part of school as you learn how to butcher an animal and you see it happen and then you make a decision after that. Because once you see 100%. It happen, you're like, oh, it's a little different. A little different than buying it in a fucking styrofoam plastic wrap container.
It's so crazy that we do such an out of sight, out of mind approach.
Totally,
to
though.
How cruel we are to animals.
I remember when it clicked when I was a little kid. I remember when it clicked to me being like, this fucking thing I'm eating, like this meat, this stuff I eat, is that animal over there? Like, what?
I still don't make that conscious connection.
Oh, it's horrifying, man. I don't know. And the worst part for me is like, I really want to. Like, I decide I'm like, okay, fuck it. I can't take an animal's life, so I'm going to turn to vegetarian. Tried that. I blew it. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to hunt then. You know what I mean? And I can't. I'd be fucking.
Andrew outside.
Well, yeah, that's it. Like, I just can't. In don't think I'd do it. I would be crushed. I'd be fucking bawling my eyes out if I killed something.
You'd be shooting. You'd be blasting bullets in every direction.
Oh, you'd be scaring stuff away.
Oh, I'd be like PUBG.
Run!
I can't even let my fucking cat kill things. I always fucking save them. Like, I'm too much of a fucking pussy.
It's just crazy that we believe corporations in with everything they've ever done through history of just lying and treating people like shit and just we're just cattle to make their corporate machine keep running, that we would listen to them on something like this, even that there's a pretty good chunk of people that listen to corporations on this because it's not science-backed. It's corporation-backed science that says climate change isn't a thing.
Well, and that's the thing is that people believe it's like a hoax and they think they're believing in like a, you know, in like a legit source. So you can't really fault them for that because they haven't looked into it because the way these people do it is so like mass media marketed and so like pushed on people. And that's really what people hear. Like, well, especially like right now in the United States, like you have the Trump administration pretty much saying like, I just don't believe it. Right.
Yeah, that's all he says.
Not even, don't believe. But wait, not even just like it's Trump who says that. You know, last year they released a report. The EPA released a report that showed that climate change is accelerating due to carbon emissions from fossil fuels. And the report actually said that. And what they did is they consciously made the decision to release that information, that report, because the executive branch is obligated, like since 1990, it's congressional law that they pass a report on the status of the environment every 4 years, just about right. Every, you know. So they released that report on Black Friday, which is a big news day.
So no one's
all the blacks. And they were hoping that it would just get buried in the thing, and which it kind of did.
Don't they always release stuff on like a Friday afternoon? We're like, no one's going to really see that.
Well, when they release big things, like I'm pretty sure the Trump administration has a wonderful little backlog of things that they're going to release to try to cover up bad news because they do it all the time.
Yeah.
But no, this one they tried to bury on a Black Friday because the report came out like a week before and they had to release it. But they figured we're going to release it on this day because it will be able to just bury it in the news.
Wait for a prime news day to announce.
Yeah. And they just said they're going to hire another. They're going to bring in more scientists. I just read this today. They're going to bring in more scientists to try and dispute those findings. And the scientists are going to be personally like hired by like the Trump administration. So it's not take that with a grain of salt.
Well, how else is he supposed to bring coal back if he doesn't have these people shooting this shit?
He's not. The thing is, it's like you're not.
No, he tried. It's declining again. But
I know. They're trying to. That's their whole thing. But you can't.
No.
It's not gonna work that way. And they can't. They're gonna keep pushing on it until whatever. I mean, the whole Trump administration is just not based on facts. But it's just me. He goes with his gut. I mean, that's how you govern a country. That's how you govern a nation, right? From your gut. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like a logical way.
Full
to
of fucking McBubs,
Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke.
let's say
Diet Pepsi and hamburgers are what is governing our country.
Okay, well, okay, let's. I don't like to just single out one administration in the United States because they've known about this for countless administrations. No one really does that much.
No, Obama didn't.
The Obama administration did put in.
They mentioned it more, but they didn't do anything really.
They did pass regulations. They did pass laws and stuff, but the Trump administration is slowly dismantling them.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. So like they tried, they did a little bit. They didn't do enough, 100%. They did enough just to look good. That's what I think.
But well, they did enough to try and help, yeah, but not enough to do anything because you still have oil companies backing a lot of. Obama still had to contend, like even if he wanted to take initiatives, you still have to pass the funding through the Congress, and the Congress was still controlled by the Republicans, and the Senate was controlled by the Republicans. So any laws or things that you passed had to go through them first. And all we've seen time and time again is that Republicans usually take the interests of companies and big oil into account before.
The whole system seems to me, not just the United States system, just like Western world, like democratic systems just seem like an archaic way to do it. I don't know. You have one guy controlling hundreds of millions of people. What he says goes, and like especially if it's not even like it's not even the popular vote and only 60% of people vote. You got one guy who represents, 30%. Makes all the decisions for them. It just seems like a bad way to do it. I don't know what the solution is, but around the world, it just seems like it fails over and over again.
It's a really weird thing. And my thing is, I just don't get how people argue against it. So I'm like, who are you supposed to believe if you don't trust you don't trust the government, right? So if you don't trust the government and they're saying, for example, for Trump, like if their administration is saying climate change isn't happening or it's not that bad, but you don't trust the government, but then the scientists tell you that, yeah, it's happening, we have to do something, and then you don't believe the scientists, but the Trump administration is also saying the same thing, that climate change is happening. How do you not believe? Who do you believe?
What do you believe?
Like, where do you go? There's some people that argue that, the scientists are in it for the money. They're in it for the grant money that they get. And that's just really weird because most scientists, like when they get those grants, yeah, sure, the grants sound big, maybe like you'll get like $1 million for a grant, but usually those grants are written by four or five different professors, and then they have to split it between them equally. And then you have to, whatever they get, the university takes 50% of, and then they have to, usually the grants are written over a period of like 3 or 4 years. So then you have to split it up through that. And then you got to pay for your studies. You have to pay for your own equipment. You have to pay for whatever else out of your pocket, plus your grad students. You have to pay for their tuition and all that stuff. Yeah, it's like there's no money in studying climate science. It's like they're not doing it for the money.
There can't be any money in it. Like who was giving them money? Like it's,
you can make a lot more money working for the oil companies. So, these scientists, 2,000 scientists aren't doing it for the money. You can't tell me the government is paying off 2,000 scientists. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, I think even the scientists are doing it for the oil companies. They probably are doing it for the right intentions, and then the people just cherry pick information they present and be like, "Yeah, well, you said this, so we're gonna go that direction on this.
We're gonna take this part, and this sounds good." Yeah,
and that's just kind of how I think it is. Okay, let's get to another one. What I think personally, is maybe could be the most devastating for the planet. Is ocean acidification.
It's terrifying.
This to me seems like if the marine ecosystem fails,
we're done.
How many hundreds of millions of people rely on the ocean to live?
Dude, don't we get more oxygen from the ocean than from plants?
Yeah. Yeah. So like ocean algae produces most of our oxygen, a majority of it.
Yeah, so like the higher CO2 builds up in the atmosphere, the oceans actually absorb a lot of it, and the more carbon CO2 in the oceans, it becomes slightly more acidic. Not like it's not going from it's not going to all of a sudden become hydrochloric acid or anything, but just a slight change in the pH. Like it's scientifically proven that these, like even the small like coral reefs will probably die.
Here's the thing: if anyone who's ever had a fucking big fish tank knows. What happens if that balance, if you lose that balance, man, everything in your tank dies. Quickly. Everything in that minor, whatever. I used to have like a 60 gallon tank And when shit would go and become just a little, the pH or acidity levels would just fluctuate just a little bit, the whole tank's fucking done. Boom, gone.
And it's, this has happened before. Yep. You know, you had something that happened 250 million years ago, the Permian Triassic extinction, which is pretty much the same thing that happened now, that there were increasing ocean acidification levels, increased CO2 in the air. And when the ocean started heating up due to acidification, the weird thing is like it takes up a lot of oxygen out of the thing. All the animals in the ocean die. They suffocate. Right? Because if the water in the oceans heats up, then there's also proof that animals' metabolisms increase. And those that when their metabolisms increase, they increase the amount of oxygen that they use. So, eh.
So it's never any, so that was
there's
what
there's no more oxygen left.
Was that the Permian extinction? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the Permian Triassic extinction.
And that one that they say is 96% of species lost in the entire planet.
Yes.
96%.
Yep. It killed 70% of all land vertebrates and 96% of all marine species.
Fucking bananas, man.
And how do we rebound from stuff like that? Like,
you don't.
Tens of millions of years. Like, the planet itself will recover, but like we'd be long gone.
Well, but
what was it? Somebody said it's that man needs nature, but nature doesn't need man.
Fuck yeah.
Well, totally. Like,
it survived. The Earth survived before. Like, the Earth will still be here, and there will be other creatures that will survive, and maybe there'll be, you know, cockroach people after we're gone. I don't know.
Don't we need, like, as the CO2 levels keep rising, we need plants, we need trees and shit like that to filter that stuff, and we keep cutting them down at ridiculous rates. Like, how much have all the rainforests and stuff like that shrunken, right?
Man, that for me, I looked at that before, and the amount of rainforest they've cut down actually has changed, like, how the atmosphere moves. And they think that is actually one of, not necessarily CO2 addition to the atmosphere, but some people say just the removal of these huge ecosystems has actually changed the way weather works globally.
That's crazy, man.
So you combine that. You combine that with like the rapid melt of the ice caps, and so the cooling of parts of the ocean, like that instantly changes weather. Like also, so like you take away a bunch of the rainforest, you add in a bunch of this melting water, and you're creating this like perfect storms. That's what. It's pretty much proven now that hurricanes are getting worse and worse. The more the climate changes, like more powerful hurricanes more often.
You have places like Texas that want $20 billion to build seawalls and like ocean, like to protect them from the increasing force of the storms that keep coming. They know they're going to get worse. So they're asking for money from the government to build these things around oil rigs and around their coastal towns to keep them from getting pounded by hurricanes that are getting stronger and stronger every year.
And you think if you go with that way, that would be a short-term solution. But if you go like down the road 100 or 200 years, like you just have to either keep building bigger and bigger protections or you got to move. You got to move up.
Well, what about uphill. Florida? Like look at Florida with the rising sea levels, right? Like
she's going down.
All those.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking pump Miami systems sinking. That they're putting in, right? Like they're spending all this money on all these pump systems, and they predict that it's only going to fucking last for like it'll be able to sustain them for like what 40, 50 years.
Yeah, it's just be a generation or two, man.
Fucking crazy, man. That's nuts.
Like it's fucking depressing, but it's so real. Like it's actually like quantifiable. You can kind of like watch it happen slowly. Like, hey, we're okay where we are at the moment. It seems to be there's no dire warning, so we're okay. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try and do anything, but if you're on the coast, go up the hill a little bit if you can. Well, what else do we want to talk about? Anything else? Well, some people like always like try to quote how Al Gore got it really, really wrong.
Did he though?
I guess if you really if you look into it, Al Gore actually got a lot of stuff right. Not all of it, obviously. What was that, 2001 or 3 or something, his documentary?
Yeah.
Inconvenient Truth. But my personal view on Al Gore is he did it for political gain. If you look at Al Gore's house and how much his carbon footprint is, you know, he's hundreds of times more than the average person, so he's not really doing his part. So fuck that guy. He made a bunch of money doing it. He might have brought a lot of awareness. But he didn't really do anything personally. So if you don't do anything personally, where do you set the example? If you don't sell your 40,000 foot home and your private jet and all this shit, you're not helping.
Oh yeah, that's right. He did get in trouble with his
fuck yeah, jet. Man. Oh, he has
obviously.
No, but he flies commercial now, I think.
Oh yeah, well I'm sure he doesn't now because he got outed. So he's like, oh, like okay, I got
called out.
Yeah, fuck yeah, he did. Fuck that guy. Anyone uses it for political gain, fuck that guy. Leo and his gigantic yacht and his private planes and all that shit.
Leo can do whatever he wants. All right.
I know he can do whatever he wants. That's why he's doing it. But Leo, those guys, celebrities, they take, you know, it looks good for them. And maybe they mean well, but they're still producing hundreds of people's worth of CO2, one person.
That fucking yacht is ridiculous.
It's fucking stupid stuff.
That looks like the fucking Titanic. Like, it's not.
It look like the Titanic.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
I don't know. Global warming, there's just dozens and dozens of point, counterpoint of what's going on.
Yeah, hashtag look it up.
Look it up. We'll post this in the show notes. Just look in the episode description. You'll see this list and others that we talked about.
Yeah. The list that we got from Skeptical Science is great because I like it because it's got a lot of citations. It's got a lot of links.
Tons.
So you can see where they got their information. You can actually go to these places or pull up a lot of the reports and the science behind it. So if you don't really believe that, then I don't know how much else we can do for you.
I'm going to get chirped at the beginning of the show because I was so pro hoax.
Well, someone had to do it.
Devil's advocate. Yeah. climate change, I believe, is 100% real, and we are in serious trouble if we don't, change our ways.
Yeah. Even if you don't believe, you're like, oh, it's not going to be that bad. It's like, it's still maybe not where you're at, but there are going to be thousands of people who are affected and who are probably going to die.
Millions of people. Like, I don't know how some people really say, like, it's going to be the end of the world. I don't know. Humans are pretty. Someone's going to find a way to make money off climate change. I guarantee you that. The oil companies are going to switch. It's just like smoking companies. We're going to sell you cigarettes for 100 years. And they're like, you know what? That kills you. So we're going to sell you how to quit cigarettes also while still selling cigarettes. So that's what's going to happen.
Then we're going to introduce vaping. And we're going to buy all those companies.
So that's what's going to happen with climate change first. Someone's going to figure out how to make money off of it. And it'll slowly shift. But the fear is that it's going to be too slow and won't be enough quick enough. And we'll never be able to recover.
I think there will be a cost. It will come back to haunt us.
I think so too. I don't know how deadly or like how bad the predictions will be. Like, I mean, it's probably somewhere in the middle, you know, of not happening. And it's going to destroy the world. But
listen, as long as we don't. This doesn't cause us to lose McCormick candy bananas. I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll be okay. I think
as long as production we'll doesn't cease on those.
Where's their manufacturing plant located? Are they above like at least 100 feet above sea level or what?
Hopefully Denver.
Yeah, just way the fuck up there.
let's start to wrap this one up here. Anyone else got a last thing they want to add?
Yeah, if we didn't touch on something that you thought we should have, you can send us a message, yell at us. That's all good.
Stay tuned for our 2030 case file on climate change live in shorts and t-shirt from the North Pole.
Yeah. Did Florida sink?
From the moon.
From Mars.
with special guest Elon Musk.
Well, the party's ending here on this case file, but if you want that party to continue, head over to our Patreon page. We've got to have over 40 hours of additional content on our Patreon page.
Tons.
We're a grassroots podcast. We don't do any advertisement, and we have had opportunity to do advertisement.
Double barrel to that.
Yeah, we like being funded by the fans because. If we keep getting funded, we keep doing it. And the day that number hits zero, we know we've gone too far.
And you're done.
So we got some big things coming up. Should we talk about that first? We got AlienCon 2019.
Los Angeles.
God.
Los Angeles.
LA.
Los Angeles. June 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Okay, yeah.
The contracts are signed. We're in. We have our own panel. It's official.
our own panel, and possibly we will be joining
two others,
one or two others. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what's going on. Don't buy your tickets yet. We're going to have a promo code for everyone. We don't know what it is yet. We're going to blast that on our social media. So stay tuned. If you're thinking about going, just wait for us to get our promo code and then we'll fire that off to everyone.
You'll save some money and we'll get recognition and they'll maybe invite us back.
Yeah.
Pretty much is how it goes.
We got some new reviews.
We got quite a few. We didn't do any reviews on the Power Hour or on the Area 51 recap.
Ooh, so we got, yeah, there's lots then. This one's by, oh, first off, hold on, I got to find this guy's name here. This guy's been bugging me on Patreon to...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He wanted me to try to say his last name. So he thinks I'm going to botch his name really bad. So here's to you, Brain Wazorik.
Brain Wazorik.
Yeah, I think so. That's his name. Brain?
Right. That's how you read it, right?
Brain, sure.
Yeah, that's how
Brain.
I read it. Brain Wazorik. I think I botched it.
Sure.
Anyways, let's get some five-star reviews. This is from Steph Lane from USA. Five-star review. I bought a telescope.
Woo! Excellent.
Awesome.
Good for you,
Steph. Is that the end of the review just to tell us he bought a telescope?
That's the title of the review. It's great. Hello, boys. Been listening for a while now. Always so excited to see a new episode on my feed. I am continuously telling people about you all's show, including sending links to my dad. Always great content, even when I think I've heard it all. And amazing personalities. P.S. Travis Barker was the only real talent in that band.
Damn right he was.
Face.
Travis Barker fucking rips.
He fucking, yeah, and that guy fucking survived a plane crash. He's a legend.
Oh, man, such a badass. What, like 90% of his body was burned? Something insane?
A lot. Yeah. The story is crazy.
Yeah, such a badass.
Favorite podcast, five-star review from Keyanti. Only podcast I consistently listen to. Always looking forward to the next one. Almost 100 episodes later, and they still make it exciting. My one-year-old son loves to fall asleep to this podcast. Whoa!
He's learning some new words.
He's going to have some foul language.
You're my
our dulcet tones whisk him away to dreamland.
And it makes long drives something to look forward to. Keep it up, guys.
Yeah, I'll do a couple from Facebook.
All right.
The quick ones. Gail Chizik. Meat draw drunk in space news. Not to mention Ron Pond, the legend. Alien happy face. What's not to love? Gail's been following for a while. Thanks, Gail. And I'll do one more for Facebook, and then we'll save the rest for another one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just found these guys. They're hilarious from Corey Thrun. Corey Thrun. Yeah, we've got more, but can't read them all.
I got one more I'm going to read. Triple C's Canadian Comedy Conspiracies. This is from five-star review from Nick Probes Your Butt.
Nice.
That's an awesome name. I really like that.
I don't know if it's the name or the way you, the way you read it.
Nick Probes Your Butt.
I think
Nick
that's,
Probes Your Butt.
I think that's how I'm supposed to read it. These guys are comedy gold. Hey, guys, love the show. Your content is on point with what's really going on, and what you talk about is what isn't talked about in mainstream media. Keep up the great work. Nick from Flint, Michigan. Speaking of undrinkable water.
Oh, I hope the water's good. No.
How's your water? Hope it's better.
Jeez.
How's your water?
That's a fucked up story.
We could do a fucking crazy
talk about the government not having your back.
Yeah, the third world conditions in a first world country. It's insane.
Isn't that a thing in the States? Like everywhere is supposed to have drinkable water? Like that's like a mandate?
Yeah. There's a whole article about why it's United States. We're a first world country with the symptoms of a third world country. And it makes no sense.
That's fucking crazy.
Terrible.
All right.
Runaway capitalism.
We have an insane amount of Patreons to read. So I'm going to read a couple. We'll save some. We got Tyler Hall, Joseph Branston, Shelley, DJ Coons, Joshua Kerr. I hate how sometimes it doubles them up. Tanner Hewitt. Abby Chuff. Max Preto. Elaine Tremblay. Nathan Mondor. Jesse Malone. Jessica B. Ellie Harding. Rachel Williams. Babur Kabiri.
Nice.
I think that I fucking nailed that one. Grab Gabriel Zarazua and nice. Chase.
You're on a roll. Keep it going.
What?
Dylan Moore, Kai, Franco Ferrese, Matt Oren, Manny Rio, Dominic Bodkin, Claudia Sorrow, Ash Mooney, and Zane B. I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine Vegeta. Woo.
Imagine Vegeta?
That's badass.
Badass.
Fucking cool.
Wait, that's the name?
That's his name, Majin Vegeta.
Yeah, that's gangster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Boo Saga, man. Great time on Dragon Ball Z.
Get on our Discord. We talk about all sorts of stuff on there. Make fun of each other. It's a good time. Love going on there getting beat. Zell, who's your Prolapser of the Week?
Prolapser of the Week is Eduardo Torres from Seattle. And he reached out. He's been listening since episode 20, he says, and he would be, he wants to help us get a live show in Seattle.
Oh, I saw that.
So we did say when we get to 300 supporters.
So we're only 36, 34 away?
Close away. Yeah, we're close. And when we get there, we said we pursue live shows in the Pacific Northwest, which would be, you know, BC, Washington, Oregon.
Portland.
Well, Portland's in Oregon. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oregon.
I guess. What else is there? I guess we consider what? Idaho?
Yeah.
I guess so. I guess.
Idaho is right there, yeah.
Hey, wasn't there a petition to sell like Idaho and Montana to Canada?
Yeah.
We'll take them.
There was.
We'll take them. They got great fucking snowboarding down there in Montana, so I'm down. We'll take you on.
Montana.
Let's wrap this one up, push it into after hours. Don't forget to keep tabs on our social media for AlienCon promo so you can get your tickets cheaper. Thanks for all the support, guys. It's been a wild year. It's going to be a great 2019. As we always say, keep those eyes on the skies.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.